Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and this is the night that we've been waiting for 4 weeks here at the Stoop, and it's finally here. It's our very special night, a night with Lilith of Lilith on the Night. She's going to be calling in live from England in just a little bit, and we're going to debut their brand new EP, Insanity, and we are stoked about it. I'm your host, Jonathan Ragus, and alongside me, as always, Jeff Perini. What's going on, man?
Hey, man, great to be back. Usual TGIM on the Stoop, and we have waited for this one. So excited. An amazing talent tonight, the beautiful, the talented, the amazing Lilith in the Night, and we're debuting it, man. We are in the big time, bringing it to you first before anybody else in the entire world brings you this EP. We got it here for you tonight.
Yeah, we're stoked about it. We got to listen to the songs over the last couple of days, and they are absolutely phenomenal. It's more than what we expected. We absolutely love Lilith and the Night. They are just one of the most brilliant rock bands out there today. And if you haven't heard about them, well, this is why you're listening in tonight. So I guarantee you by the end of this show, you're going to want these songs from Lilith and the Night, because I wanted them before they even released it. And when it was sent over to us, Jeff, I got to tell you, man, I was a happy little boy.
Oh, yeah. I was so excited. I got the email, and I was like, first you're geek. That little scream of, yeek, I got it for anybody else. And then I played the music, and I was like, wow. You know, I love the early stuff that we got from the last visit, and this new stuff is fantastic. And I was played it the other day in the car, driving around town, running some errands. It was just great. I was blasting it and loving it. Very excited.
Yep, absolutely. We're going to do it up a little bit different tonight. We're not going to do a top five tonight because we have so much to get into for when Lilith calls in just a little bit. Before we start off, we lost two legends over the last couple of days. First, you know, something that was just a total shock today, something that made me very upset because I'm such a big fan of his and he's one of my all-time favorite actors. The legendary Gene Wilder passed away today at the age of 83. And as soon as I heard that, I had a tear in my eye because, this is a guy I grew up on, so many iconic movies. And of course, all of the stuff that he did with the legendary Mel Brooks as well, just comes out, forefront and center, as well as all the stuff he did with Richard Pryor, who's also gone as well. So I got to ask you, man, what's your favorite Gene Wilder movie?
There was a movie that, there's two, the one I like the most is See No Evil, Hear No Evil with Richard Pryor.
Awesome.
One was deaf, one was blind. Hilarious. And one of my favorite actresses, Joan Severance, in that movie as well.
Mm.
One of their lesser thought of films, I thought it was hilarious. I love that movie. And I liked all the Gene Wilder, Richard Pryor stuff. And very sad news today. Really hurt to hear the news.
Yeah, it's a shame. What an amazing career. You just look at the list of movies from Gene Wilder, and you go from, of course, everybody knows him as Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. You know, The Producers, Young Frankenstein, Blazing Saddles. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. Silver Streak. Who doesn't like Silver Streak?
Yeah.
Stir Crazy. The Woman in Red. He's got 37 credits under his name. Not a lot for a legendary actor, man. It's really not. But he did writing, he did directing, he did producing as well. Did some TV shows. I mean, everybody remembers his stint on Will and Grace in the early 2000s. Guy is just a legend. We're losing a lot of people this year. It seems to be 2016 is the year of losing legends. And here's another one. And also, passing away over the last couple of days is the legendary WWE manager, Mr. Fuji. I mean, everybody knows Mr. Fuji. Even if you're not the common wrestling fan, if you were around in the 80s, you knew who Mr. Fuji was. From Demolition to, the Tokyo Express. I mean, just the tag teams that he managed and even the singles that he wrestled. And just being a phenomenal wrestler himself back in his younger days, tagging with Professor Toru Tanaka, Mr. Fuji was the quintessential villain manager. And he also passed away in the last couple of days. So nothing but our amazing condolences, our thoughts, our prayers, everything going out to the wonderful, the legendary, the amazing Gene Wilder. And the legendary Mr. Fuji from WWF, I'm going to call it, because that's where we know him from, the WWF. So, 2016 just keeps on kicking there, Jeff.
Yeah, taking a lot of great people away. And Mr. Fuji was a big one. Photo you right away. I know how we were with wrestling, old school wrestling, at least me and Mr. Fuji growing up on the Saturday mornings. I used to hate that guy. But in that way that his character was so good. He's like, I can't stand this Mr. Fuji, because he was always so diabolical, man. He always had the bad guys, and he played the role so well.
Absolutely. And it's funny because, well, not really funny, but just a couple of weeks ago, pretty much, Brutus the Barber Beefcake and Greg the Hammer Valentine were wherever he was, I believe North Carolina or Kentucky or whatever, and they actually went to the nursing home Mr. Fuji was in. They put up a nice picture of the two of them with Mr. Fuji, who is, of course, you know, looking old, looking frail, in a wheelchair, but he still had that same Mr. Fuji smile, which was so cool. You knew it right away that it was Mr. Fuji, and they said, you know, it was great to catch up. They were laughing. They were talking about old times on the road, and it's like, wow, you know, isn't that cool that they were able to do that right before he passed away and to give him, you know, a good day of just talking about the old times and the way, you know, just hitting the road in the '80s, you know, with, you know, just all those other legendary wrestlers. So it was pretty cool that the two of them got to do that. And I'm sure it was just as great for Mr. Fuji as well, whose real name is Harry Fujiwara. So, you know, God bless him, you know, two legends today, man. It's going to take a little bit to get over the death of Gene Wilder for me, at least. You know, somebody I've always loved. And I was just talking about him just about a week ago with my father, because I was watching a Mel Brooks documentary on Netflix, and it just came out of the blue, you know, that he passed away today. So a little crazy indeed. So we're going to be joined by Lilith in just a little bit here live on a stoop, and then we're going to start debuting the four songs from their latest EP, Lilith and the Knights Insanity. Really looking forward to that. But coming up real soon, man, the NFL season is upon us, and the biggest story taking over the NFL, Colin Kaepernick not standing for the national anthem. Jeff, what were your thoughts on this?
I absolutely hate it. I know there's mixed reviews that are going to come from this. You know, we don't come on this show to, you know, alienate ourselves or pick on or say anything of that nature, but an opinion is an opinion. My opinion is a man that is going to make $19 million American dollars that can't salute an American flag for what he finds is oppression and injustice rubs me the wrong way. Take 9.5 of your $19 million and donate it to the cause. Do some commercials. Be an advocate for it. Say what you want. Act how you want. That's fine. Don't disrespect the flag when 60,000 fans and all of your teammates and everybody on the other team is standing and acknowledging the United States flag. Correct me if I'm wrong. I don't like this one bit. I think it stinks. Now he's got other people in the league considering it. I'm very turned off by the whole situation.
Yeah, it's pretty intense. There's different ways to go about doing this. He's talking about not standing because of the country that oppresses black people, but you're also not honoring the proud black men and women that have fought for this country, that are continuing to fight for this country, especially the ones that lost their lives fighting for this country, a country that they were proud of. So, you know, there's a different way to do this. And now, like you said, pushing other people to possibly do this as well. We get news today that one of your Philadelphia Eagles players is going to be doing the same thing. How do you feel about that?
I think it's terrible. Like I said, here comes the snowball effect. Now you're going to have more guys doing it. And now you've got a guy who really isn't anybody of a player, a rookie, doing it. It's the wrong lesson. It doesn't help a locker room. It doesn't help a fan base. All over Facebook, and my friends are bashing this guy. Get rid of him, unload him. We don't need you. Just another step to tear us apart. I mean, it's divide and conquer. It's getting worse every day.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Something's going to happen. Something's going to happen. Who knows what it's going to be. There's some rumors going around today that, you know, not because of what he's doing, but because he's just a terrible player, that Colin Kaepernick is most likely going to get the heave-ho from the team and be released. Man, you know what? Did he just take himself out of the market if he did?
I think he kind of did. It's funny because the one team that people keep mentioning is the Dallas Cowboys, and we're sports fans. We know this phrase, America's team. You want Colin Kaepernick playing for America's team when he can't even stand for a national anthem and salute a flag? It hurts. It really hurts his future.
Yeah, it really does. But we'll see what happens. All right, man. Thursday night, man. The NFL season kicks off with a Super Bowl rematch. I believe a Super Bowl rematch. With the Carolina Panthers taking on the Denver Broncos. Denver Broncos, Navin, Trevor Siemian, the new starting quarterback. So let me ask you this. What do you think of Trevor Siemian now being the quarterback for the Broncos? And who do you see winning this game?
I'm very surprised by the move. When you look what they got in camp with Siemian, Mark Sanchez, as we talked about earlier, and Paxton Lynch. I really thought it was going to be Paxton Lynch's team, but you've got enough talent there right now to win, and you got to get a guy who's been around. So I think it's a good chance to get Siemian in there, let him run this team. I think it's Carolina's game. They got the revenge factor. You got a brand new quarterback. It's a Thursday night game. Chance for them to make an example of it. So I think Carolina finds the edge, but a quarterback situation is a little surprising to me. I still think before the season's out, you're going to see Lynch. I think Sanchez is moved out of Denver eventually.
Moved out of Denver? You think that's going to happen?
Yeah. I don't know if he gets cut. They've been talking about trades. I don't know who would trade for him. His time in Philly was abysmal. I know you talk about how his time in the Jets was good. A different system, different organization, better squad around him. His time in Philly was really bad. It didn't do much to help him. Now here he can't beat out a rookie and a six-round draft pick to get a job in Denver. So,
yeah. All right, man. Let's stay on the quarterback wagon here, and let's talk about Tony Romo. No ligament damage was found in Tony Romo. Dak Prescott's going to get the snaps until he comes back. What do you think of that, man, being an Eagles fan and your hatred of the Dallas Cowboys?
It's a little scary. Him and Ezekiel Elliott got some young kids here. You're hoping for the rookie mistakes, but he adds the element of the fact he can run the football, and that always causes confusion in a running game as well. I don't know if he's going to be as good as you see in the preseason. I mean, preseason numbers are always a little overblown, but Prescott looks like a kid who wants this job. And Romo, man, this might be the end. The beatings he's taken in his back might be too much, and it might be Prescott's time anyway. Win or lose this year, it looks like it's his time to get the shot in Dallas to move in a different direction.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what happens down there in Dallas. Like what I see from that Dak Prescott so far in preseason, but it's preseason,
yeah.
So you really can't you really can't just base it off of that, unfortunately, because if you did, you know how many teams
sure.
went 4-0 in preseason and pretty much only won one or two games the entire season? So it's hard to rate it.
I told all my Eagle fans to take it easy because last year our offense looked unstoppable. And this year our defense looks impenetrable, and everybody said, oh, man, here we go. And I said, remember last year when the offense couldn't be stopped? Yeah, this year the defense can't be scored on. Wait to the regular season before you judge anything at all.
There you go. There you go. Okay, man. Week one, your Philadelphia Eagles playing the Cleveland Browns. What do you think is going to happen in this game? And also, tell me what you think the Eagles' record is going to be by the end of the season.
I've said this at work. I have gotten booed by coworkers. I have gotten booed by fellow fans. I've gotten booed by a lot of people. If this team goes 8-8, it's surprising. I don't think they have enough right now. There's some holes. The secondary is weak. You're not great at wide receiver, despite the addition of Green Beckham. He's a young kid yet, got a lot to learn. Running back, Ryan Matthews, good back, but always one blade of grass away from a major injury. I think this team is a 6-7 win team, I got to honestly tell you. Even with a tough defense and Jim Schwartz coordinating. As far as this opening game against Cleveland is going to be full of surprises. They've got nothing to lose. They've got a young quarterback who's trying to regain his ground here in the league, and Hugh Jackson gives him a little bit of attitude. Would not be surprised to see Cleveland win this football game.
There you go, man. What do you think about Carson Wentz, man? Is he going to be any good, or do you think this guy is the real deal?
I think he's got something. Good mobility. I think he's got a good delivery from a little bit I've seen of him. As always, it's a learning experience. I mean, Jared Goff is atrocious, but you don't want to ban these guys until they get their chance. I like Wentz. I'm going to stay confident with him and be excited when this term comes around, which a lot of people are thinking it'll be next year.
I don't know, man. You guys still have a lot of holes to plug up there in Philadelphia land.
Sure do. Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to go in here and be a homer. No way.
No reason for it. No reason for it, man. You can be realistic. I like my Jets team. I see them, you know, possibly going 10-6, 11-5 if they get lucky. Could they be in a wild card? Yeah, you know, I think, you know, they have a team that could, you know, take the wild card. Really depends on what happens in those first four games, if they can really get a nice, comfortable lead over the Patriots in the standings. But they seem to always make it hard for everybody. So, you know, just going out there, I'll say 11-5 for the Jets because they are capable of going 11-5. They have one of the better rosters. You know, it just really depends on how they put it all together. And I think not starting Geno Smith and going with Ryan Fitzpatrick is a huge deal. Thankfully, they were able to sign Fitzpatrick to a one-year deal and get him back into the fold. So, yeah, so my Jets 11-5, your Eagles 8-8. So we'll see how that runs for the duration of the season. But I'm excited.
I like a lot. Very,
I am excited.
Very excited. Very excited. Love
very
football
excited.
Season.
Excited. There you go, my friend. There you go. Just a little bit, we're going to be joined by our guest, Lilith of Lilith in the Night. She should be calling in real, real soon. So for now, we're just going to hang out and listen to the Cole music. No, I'm just kidding.
Always love that
man.
Colon music. Bam, bam, bam.
Well, we know you love colon music, man.
That should be songs to have your colon checked by. One
they
of
should
the,
just like make everybody play that, man. It'll be fun times. But listen, here we go, man. It's time to be joined by our guest and joining us right now. Lilith, are you with us?
Hi.
Yes,
how are
hello.
You?
I'm good. So nice to talk to you guys again. How are you?
We are doing great, and we are so happy that you actually called in and didn't forget us.
Well, I was thinking about going to bed, but I decided to phone.
This is so much better than being in bed.
maybe not. But anyway, so we're going to start playing some songs right now, and we want you to stick with us. We're going to listen to the songs along with you, and then we're going to talk to you about the song. So the first track we're going to listen to is pretty much the title track off of Lilith and the Night's new EP, and it's called Insanity. So listen in and enjoy, and we'll talk to you in just a little bit.
To your hope, and it was all a dream.
the first track off of Insanity, Love for the Night's newest EP. What'd you think, Jeff?
Am I back? Did you unmute me?
Yeah, you're unmuted, my friend.
Okay. I thought it was absolutely amazing. I'm going nuts over here. I love it. I love it as much as I love the first stuff we got from you, Lilith. Incredible. Just incredible.
Thank you.
Look, that's the first time people are listening to that song, not just in Europe, but also here in the U.S. all at the same time. How does that feel?
Yeah, I mean, it's so awesome. I'm so glad that it was debuted on The Stoop. Like, I think that's so awesome. And it's exciting for us as well, because like, we've worked so hard getting this EP together, and we finally managed to get it together, and the release is starting now, so it's all really exciting.
Absolutely. So now, since we had you on in last April, you've been doing this EP. Tell us a little bit about it. What was behind doing Insanity?
Insanity, actually, of all our songs, is the one that kind of came about the most organically. Because usually, with our other songs we've written, we kind of, like, usually the guitarist, Adam, he'll come in with a riff and then we'll kind of build around that. But Insanity, we were just all jamming, and I don't even know how it happened. It was just born, which was awesome. And we just all wrote it together during a jamming session, really, which is really cool. The story of it is kind of, it's like a narrative, because I thought it would be cool to tell a story. And I guess the story is in the title, really. It's just about being insane, basically.
Which we all kind of are, if you think about it. But that's always fun.
Exactly.
So, outside of what's going on with your music, what else have you and the band been up to?
So apart from recording the EP, which is actually the main thing that we've been doing, because it takes a long time, like, to get everyone happy with the sound and to get in the studio and to get it all mixed and mastered. It's taken quite a while. So apart from that, I mean, we've been gigging around London mostly. And we've actually also gone from a 5-piece band to a 4-piece now. So we've only got one guitarist.
Okay.
And then the bass player, the drummer, and myself. So it's been a bit of a change. Like, we've had to adjust, but it's worked out really well for us, I think. Yeah.
Very nice. So are you going to eventually go back to being a 5-piece band, or you think it's working, just good?
I mean,
with 4-piece?
I think it's working well. Like, we've all really bonded, and we're like family now. So I'm not ruling out anyone else joining. But we're pretty happy with how it is at the moment. I think it was cool as a 5-piece because there was like the sound on stage was really, it was like a wall of sound. But then having brought it down to a 4-piece, it's actually given the musicians like more space to breathe. So you can actually hear like a lot more of what's going on, which is cool. So I guess, like, you could say there's been pros and cons, but overall, like, I think that we're in a really good place at the moment.
Awesome. So you were on with us in April. We had a blast with you then, and you've become really popular amongst our listeners with your talents and your look. The band, everybody's just been writing to us saying, wow, you know, thank you for, you know, exposing that band to us. Just, you know, phenomenal music. So are you comfortable with the rising celebrity status, let's call it, or, you know, are you more just, you know, the shy, quiet type that just loves to be doing the music?
For me, I mean, I love getting on stage. I love sharing my music with as many people as possible. So the more people that are aware of us, the more like of a platform we've got. So I'll never ever like put that down. And I hope that it just keeps continuing to grow. I mean, there's obviously, there's two sides of me. So I am just me and whatever. But then at the same time, like when I'm on stage and like when I'm Lilith, you know, then I love it. I absolutely love it. I'll perform to as many people want to listen, basically.
That's awesome. Well, I guess you have to, right? If you want to be heard.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you can't really shy away from it too much. If you don't want to be heard, then you should probably do something else.
Yeah, or just playing in a coffee shop somewhere. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So, all right. Let's listen to another song off Lilith and the Knight's newest EP, Insanity, and this one's called Matriarch, and we'll be with you in just a little over 5 minutes.
I'm
Absolutely. Did we lose John in the mix? I think we lost John.
Nope, nope. I am back.
There we go. All right, man.
There you go.
Hi.
Sorry about that.
Welcome back.
Yeah. I was rocking out so hard that I just damaged everything.
You got distracted.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Just kicked for all the equipment. We're good to go. So now, what's that song all about, Matriarch?
That song is about Lilith. It's about the story of Lilith. So she's actually like a mythological creature. Some people call her a demon. Some people actually call her the first feminist. Call her what you will, but she's she was apparently the first wife of Adam, as in Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. And where Eve was made from the rib of Adam, Lilith, before Eve came about, was made from the same earth as Adam. But because they were made equal, they like clashed in the Garden of Eden. So she escaped and flew to the Red Sea, and she was chased by these three angels who were sent by Adam to get her back, but she wouldn't go back. And then God made Eve. So that's the story, and I just thought it's such a cool story, and that's why the band is called Lilith in the Night, because I just thought that she's such a cool, woman, you know. She's really strong, and I thought it was really appropriate for a female-fronted rock/metal band. So, and I wanted to, like, share the story, so I thought the best way to do that would be through a song.
So let's talk about that. Talking about, you know, her possibly being the first feminist and all that other stuff. So you've got the metal voice, you've got the looks, the badass persona, but you also have the poison beauty from, you know, of a true lady. So who's the real Lilith? Are you the badass? Are you the girl next door? Are you a little mixture of everything?
I think I have to say I'm a mixture of everything. I mean, there's definitely two sides to me. There's the kind of crazy, the very crazy side. And then there's like the more chilled out, I'll have a serious conversation with you. And like, you know, there's that side of me as well. So I think Lilith kind of embodies the side of me that, you know, I can't always show, I guess. When I'm on stage and when I'm Lilith, like Lilith doesn't give a crap, you know. She'll do whatever she wants. She'll say whatever she wants. And it's awesome to have that release on stage and just be able to be that person. And then you've seen the pictures. Lilith,
yes.
Like, she's a bit raunchy. She'll wear latex. She'll wear thigh-high boots, whatever. Obviously, I can't really do that when I'm walking down the street. I don't know what kind of reaction I'd get, so I try not to do that.
Yeah.
So it's awesome just to be able to be that sometimes, you know?
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Absolutely. You know, talking about that, you know, we see a lot of your videos on social media, you know, and pictures. We're both friends with you on Facebook, and we see you're dancing and all the other cool things that you do. What else are some of your passions besides music?
Well, you said you've seen on my Facebook dancing. Like, I do pole dancing.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's amazing, by the way. Amazing.
Thank you.
Oh, it's incredible. The things you do are incredible. It's amazing to watch.
I love it. I absolutely love it. Like, I've always said, second to music, like, I'd love to open a pole school, and because it's just such an... Like, I've never been the kind of person that is really keen on going to the gym. I find it really boring to run on a treadmill or to lift weights or whatever. And pole dancing is a way that I can just get fit and have a good time. So, how else would you want to get fit?
Yeah, right. Now, how did you get into pole dancing?
I actually did gymnastics for about 10 years. And then I got repetitive strain injury in my wrists. like tendonitis from using the computer too much and everything. And I couldn't, I can't put any weight on my wrists if my hand's at like a right angle. So things like backflips, handsprings, cartwheels were just out the window and I couldn't do them anymore. And I felt quite lost without it because that was like my release. That's what I did. I was a gymnast. And then my sister, she went to a pole dance lesson and she said that I should try it out. And I thought I wouldn't be able to do it because, you know, it involves the wrists. But it turned out that it wasn't, like, aggravating at all. And as soon as I started, I just knew that I just fell in love with it. Like, I love it so much. And me and my sister, we actually do, I don't know if you've seen any pictures, but we actually do doubles and stuff like that. So we perform together, which is cool.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's really cool. So are we ever going to see that pole make it to the Lilith and the Night stage one day?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. That is that's on the cards for us. I don't want to say too much, but it might be in a music video in the future.
Oh, yeah.
Who knows?
It might. Yeah. So can you do the pole while wearing those enormous high-heeled boots and latex?
Well, actually, latex sticks to the pole, so it would actually be easier to pole in latex.
Oh, so you wouldn't even have to hold on?
I think... Pardon?
I said you wouldn't even have to hold on to it.
Exactly. Exactly. I can hold on to the mic and be stuck onto the pole with latex, and it's just perfect. It works so well.
That's so cool. That is so cool. Oh, boy. So now, with the new EP out now, what's the next step? What are you guys going to be doing in order to support the EP? Are you going to be going on a tour? Are you just going to be doing gigs? What's going to be happening?
We've got quite a few gigs lined up. I wouldn't go so far as to say it's a tour, but it could be building into a tour at the moment because we're getting some cool gig offers. We've got some stuff booked in. So, yeah, we will be gigging about London and also, like, southeast of England. So we'll be doing a lot of that. There's going to be interviews and, like, blog posts about us and stuff like that, which is always cool. And I think it would just be stuff like that. I mean, the release hasn't even officially started yet. Like, it doesn't start for another week and a half. So it's kind of building up to it at the moment, and we're still in meetings and talking about like strategies and all that stuff, but yeah, it's we're actually hoping that the music video for Insanity is going to be on the TV on Sky, which would be so awesome because it's just great exposure and the video's so great. Like, I'm in love with the video, so I really think it deserves to like
that
platform.
Yeah, no, and it deserves it, absolutely. So speaking about a tour, and we've ran this by you before about possibly doing something in the U.S., and the last time you were on with us, you said that you'd love that type of fame that other female-led bands have and feel the U.S. is the place for it. Would you and a band consider a permanent move to the U.S. if it meant, you know, hitting that bright stage?
The rock and metal market in the U.K. is healthy, but it's nothing compared to the market in the US. So, I mean, I'm almost expecting to move.
Oh,
okay.
I feel like, you know, to get to share our music and stuff with the audience that we want to, with the amount of people that we love to, that we aspire to, it's kind of like we'd have to, and if we were given that opportunity, I know that we'd all jump in. Like, it would be amazing. I couldn't ask for any more than that, to be honest.
That's so cool. That is so cool. All right, let's play one more song here, and this one's Cold Formaldehyde, and we'll be right back.
Thank you.
There you go. And that was formaldehyde.
Love it.
And that scream at the end, Lilith, that was intense.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you. It's a good compliment. Thank you. So
she goes
we have. Thank
great.
You.
Love it.
We have one more track that we're going to play in just a little bit. You know, and of course, we don't want to kill your phone bill over there. So we're going to ask you this one last question, and then we're going to, you know, let you go and play this next track. If the music thing doesn't work out for you, would you be interested in being the third member of the Stoop?
Yes, I would. I'd come over there right now.
Wow.
I don't know if we can pay you as much as you might if you make it in music. So
we'll find it. We'll find the money somewhere. I promise.
Yeah, we'll find it. We'll take some loans out. And we'll see how it works out. So seriously, Lilith, thank you so much for joining us tonight. Thank you for calling in all the way from over the pond, and thank you for letting us debut in Insanity, not only to the U.S. rock and metal listeners, but also you know, to our listeners, you know, in Europe and everywhere else. It really is a privilege, and it's an absolutely phenomenal EP. We, you know, we both love it here, so. Kudos
thank
to you,
you
guys.
Thank
just
you so much. I'm so glad that you like it. And thank you for debuting it.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh,
thank you.
It's
a great honor.
It's, it's an absolute privilege. Thank you so much. And you know what? When you're ready to debut the video, we're going to get you back on. How does that sound?
Yes, I would love that. You said it now, so you can't take it back.
Oh, which, you can join us whenever you'd like. You can even you want to come on as a co-host? Come on as a co-host. We'll love to have you anytime.
Oh, don't say that. I'm gonna have to call in every week and just invade the Stoop.
I like it.
Promises you can't keep now, because we're down for that.
Awesome. Right. Awesome, dude.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Lilith. You go get some sleep, and we'll be talking to you real soon. Thank you again.
Thanks. Take care, guys.
Take care. And that was Lilith from Lilith and the Night, and we got to listen to three songs so far, Formaldehyde, Insanity, and Matriarch off their newest EP, which is debuting here, not only in the U.S., but worldwide, right now, here in the Stoop. You know, I meant everything I said to Lilith just now, Jeff. It's an absolute privilege to not only have her come on twice now, but for us to be able to debut their latest EP.
This is stuff that... radio stations all over the world just bust to do, get their hands on something before anybody else has it. And here we are in the Stoop studio, grinding hard, trying to get the people the best, as we always say. And we have this amazing talent, this beautiful girl, class, everything, bringing us this amazing music first for every single person out there. It's here first. And the honor, the privilege, dealing with Lilith and amazing. Just an outstanding night. Worth every second I waited for the last month since we knew this was coming up.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we can't discount the fact that they have an amazing drummer, an amazing guitarist, an amazing bassist. I'm not going to throw out names right now because I don't know which guitarist left. But seriously, they're all, you know, even the one that left, they're all phenomenal, phenomenal, phenomenal musicians. And Lilith and the Night is just an amazing, amazing band. So check them out. Google them, Lilith and the Night. Go on YouTube. YouTube them up. They got some great music and videos on there. So before we end tonight's show, we're going to play one more track from this EP from Lilith and the Night, and it's called NHS No Health Society. We'll see you in a few minutes. you go. That was NHS, No Health Society, and that was the last track on Lilith and the Knights' newest EP, Insanity, and we hope you enjoyed all of the songs. And in case you want to know what they're called, Insanity, Matriarch, Formaldehyde, NHS, No Health Society, and that's the order we did them in today, so keep an eye out. Check out their website so you can purchase these tracks. They're absolutely phenomenal, and the whole band deserves to be heard. Just a phenomenal, phenomenal band, Jeff.
Absolutely. If you haven't heard, you will hear it and listen to the pre-recording of this, I mean, the post-recording, rather, of the show. And I'm going to be pushing it like John will. And I don't want to hear any excuses on how you didn't find it, because we're going to stick it in your face. And you're going to hear this band. You're going to love them. And we're going to get them to America. And she's going to be sitting next to us live one day in the Stoop studio, just cranking it out. And what an amazing night, man. Just such a great night. It was worth the small hiatus we have. We apologize to fans. We're back, and we came back in a big way. And just super pumped to be here.
Fun times. And we got a couple of good shows coming up. September 12th, comedian Tom Rubin is going to be joining us. And then on September 19th, Nick Tokman of Deadliest Catch will be here. Nick turned into a motivational speaker now, of sorts, and he's going to be here. We're going to talk to him about being on Deadliest Catch. We're going to talk to him about, you know, what he's doing now. So it's going to be real, real interesting, you know, to you know, not only to have Tom Rubin on here and talk to him and, you know, have some good laughs with him on September 12th, but also talk to Nick Tokman on September 19th. So we're really looking forward to that here on the Stoop. Once again, just a huge shout out and a big thank you to Lilith and the guys of Lilith and the Night for letting us debut in the U.S. and worldwide their newest EP, Insanity. We had a blast listening to these tunes. We had a blast playing them for you, and we really, really hope you dug the music of Lilith and the Night here tonight on the Stoop, and you go out and you purchase the tracks and you support the band in that way. Jeff, are you going to be adding these to MP3 player tonight or tomorrow morning?
Probably tonight. I don't see why not. Tonight, stay up a little bit later and load it up and get these songs. I could listen to that all night. And, you know, Lilith mentioned calling in every week. I don't have no problem with that. You know, down the park, she is amazing. Really is. And just a breath of fresh air, man, because she said she's got two sides. There was a hard-ass Lilith side and a nice, sweet Tanya side. And I love every side of her. She's just amazing. And now a great friend of the Stoop, and we bring her stuff, and we love it, man. Love it.
She's awesome. She's awesome. She's down to earth.
Oh yeah.
And you know, it's great to be able to find, you know, to find them, listen to some just amazing metal and rock music, and you know, and just thanks to them, because you know, they're, you know, them being, you know, gracious to us by letting us do that. It really is a privilege and an honor to be able to debut this tonight here on the Stoop. So once again, thank you to Lilith. Thank you to the guys of Lilith and the Night. And thank you for the listeners for tuning in tonight and listening to the world debut of Lilith and the Night's newest EP, Insanity. We'll be back soon. We're not sure exactly when yet. We're in the middle of lining up some guests. But if you don't hear from us in the next week or so, September 12th, comedian Tom Rubin will be joining us. And then September 19th, Nick Tokman of Deadliest Catch will be here. So for my buddy Jeff Perini, I'm Jonathan Ragus. Thank you all for tuning in. Keep it heavy and keep it rocking.
Thank you so much, everybody. Great to be back. We'll see you soon. Good night.